Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Having a good time. OTAs happening, and it's a public one, so we're getting video. We're getting feedback from the various people who are out there covering the team. One of the early things that we know already, CJ Stroud also not throwing again today. Handoffs. And, of course, Aaron Wilson reiterating that minor shoulder muscle tightness that they're managing for him. So that is one of the things that's happening out there. We'll let you know what we see come through, as well as we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11 right here on these airways. But right now I wanted to throw this up here, Lopez, because we talked about kind of like just the real problems that the Astros have clearly with the way that they manage injuries, and maybe possibly even the medical staff itself, as evidenced by the latest of, you know, the problems like the Kyle Tucker situation part two that happened with Yordan Alvarez, yeah. Finding out that it's not just discomfort in his left hand. It is indeed a fracture that will keep him away from baseball for a little bit longer as well. And you found kind of an interesting portion of this in that there's something that needs to be discussed here outside of just those things that we've talked about, the medical staff, how the Astros go about information surrounding injuries and the injuries themselves.
Yeah, we know that you can't trust the Astros when it comes to injuries. That doesn't even feel like an opinion anymore.
No, at this point, like, there's an overwhelming amount of evidence. Yeah. There is, as I would like to say, an orgy of evidence that points to the idea that they should not be trusted.
Yeah, so we know that. And so what they're saying about some of these guys that are injured, including Yordan Alvarez, when you start like looking at when they say, and again, emphasis on say, they could be back, then you start to realize something that's kind of important for this team, depending on how they stand in the standings and otherwise, going into July, mid-July. Because let me just go through it for you real quick. And I stumbled across this and I'm like, okay, well, that's going to make for an interesting decision or confidence level or whatever you want to call. So Yordan's injury return is TBD.
Correct.
According to the Astros. TBD can mean probably no less than a week, but...
Oh, absolutely no less. I mean, we're talking about a fracture.
Yeah,
here.
But up to the rest of the season. Nobody can disagree with that, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that's fair. Luis Garcia, you know he's out there.
Been out there. In fact, like, he had a setback. He was supposed to be back by this time.
Yeah.
We should have already seen Luis Garcia, but there was
a
setback.
Well, there you go. There you go. And so now they're saying maybe mid-July.
Okay.
All right?
Penciling that in. Mid-July.
Mid-July TBD so far. Spencer Arrighetti. Again, their words, as much as you can believe them, mid-July. There's another mid-July right there. Christian Javier. Mid-season is the word that they used. Mid-season tends to be round about July, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's not even counting guys like that are done for the year, of course, but that's not even counting guys like Chaz McCormick. We don't know. Is it an abductor strain? It's some sort of strain that he has. And we don't know when he's going to be back. Do you notice a trend here that maybe these guys kind of, sort of, if you believe the Astros and go down that road again, we're talking mid-July. When's the trade deadline?
July 31st.
So if these guys, and Yordan included, are coming back mid-July and the trade deadline is July 31st, do you trust the Astros to bring these guys back and for these guys to perform at a level that can keep this team moving forward up the standings or into the postseason or wherever it may be? And on top of that, that they're going to play well.
Yeah, I think that's the part that really gets me. And just to be clear, the Chaz McCormick left oblique strain is what
oblique.
It was.
That's
so
right,
that is, yeah. And we're talking about soft tissue in that instance, which I mean, make of that what you will. However, he's on the 10-day IL for whatever that's worth. Obviously, that could be transferred at some point and make it longer. But I mean, that was a 10-day IL retroactive to May 30th. So, within the next week or two, you should see Chaz McCormick back playing baseball, right? Like, I think that is reasonable, at least with what we've seen.
Just like Yordan. Just like Yordan was.
What is reasonable anyways, right? What is reasonable anymore when it comes to Astros and injuries? But
so go ahead.
Back to what you're saying here is, I think the idea of them staying attached or what have you in the AL West, particularly because that's what we're looking at. Obviously, you could talk about the AL wild card as well, but I haven't even been looking at that because the Astros have remained or have gotten themselves to a place where they're within a game of the top of the division. Like, they're playing with that level of ferocity. I think that I feel comfortable that this team is just going to find a way to make something shake. Like, it feels like that's the type of team this team is this year. Just find a way to make some shake. If it's the bullpen in this instance, if it's just enough runs in this instance, if it's Framber Valdez coming out here and giving you a monster of one, right? We'll find a way to get done what we need to get done to get us to that space. The thing that I'm really intrigued by is when these guys return, and you have gotten some guys that have returned, like Lance McCullers, who has returned and been pretty damn good for what you could reasonably expect for a guy being out that long and coming back in the middle of the season or what have you. But are you going to have guys that come back and within the span of a week or two are good enough for you to know that they're going to be able to carry you, especially if you stay attached? Not just through the remainder of the season, but then help you in what you would hope is a run deep into the playoffs. Otherwise, what are we doing all this for?
Right.
How long is a week or two to make those decisions on whether you do that or not? And maybe actually the decision is made easier by the fact that if you get to that point and you the deciding factor is, well, we need to go acquire somebody. The question then pops up with who or what?
How?
Yes.
How?
Or how? The different one of those question words.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, how do you do that? So that's where I'm like, okay, if you start adding up all this stuff, we're looking at mid-July. You got 2 weeks, as you said, to make a decision. And I don't think anybody could say you can honestly make a decision on if you're in the race, you're going to have to make a decision. Then how do you do that? And here's the other aspect of this that sort of is in the background. You know, middle relief all of a sudden looks a little shaky.
Correct.
Looks a lot shaky, like if you're just looking at the most recent week or so. The back end, great. And what are you going to send? What are you going to do? Let's say you're still within a game, two games, or maybe even leading, you know, when these guys ostensibly come back. Do you trust them or do you make a move? And how do you make that move?
Yeah, the pen is the interesting thing because I guess the thought process is when it comes to trade deadline or making trades, relief pitching is probably the most accessible of things to acquire at the deadline. But even still, right, you have to give something up, and it has to be something that ultimately ends up being worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if you do get fortunate enough, and of course now I'm talking about good luck and all these types of things, which is not a plan, but if you do get fortunate enough where you actually get some of these starters back, you know, playing well, mm-hmm. middle relief is something that you can cobble together with guys that have kind of been like starters, right? The thing that we've talked about with the Colton Gordons and the Ryan Gustos of the world is that they could be solid, but maybe for like four mm-hmm. or five. But like the idea of giving you six and getting you to the place where you feel good about the back end of your pen is a little tight. Well, that profiles like somebody. In fact, Ryan Gusto has done that this year of being a long reliever, right, mm-hmm. when you need it. I think that would be the optimal situation. It's just, can you trust the injuries to clear up in the right time to push everything in the right situation?
Yeah,
in the right spot?
Yeah. Like the 346 said, mid-July full health sounds good to me. And then he put the obligatory LOL.
Right. That's the man. Yeah. The trade deadline is going to be interesting because mm-hmm. again, you I think you have to be. You can participate. I think we're getting to this place where I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stop myself from being like, well, you can't go to the store at all. You can probably go to the store, but you got to be real deliberate, right? Yeah. It's when you go in with the budget, it's like, hey, we can have one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Have you ever been to the store with your mom?
You can have one piece of candy.
You can get one thing, right?
not two, not three,
not a variety bag. You get one thing.
I got to tell my wife that every time we go to Walmart.
And so
don't get no cart. One thing. We come in and get one thing. That's it.
And I feel
don't
like,
go to Costco.
with what you're setting up here, what they've had set up for them here, the trade deadline will be really interesting, and you're really going to need to have answers quickly on guys returning. First and foremost, you're going to have guys return on schedule or ahead of schedule, and then you're going to have to get very quick readings of what they are doing in order for you to focus in on what I imagine is a very limited ability to acquire at that time.
And with the taxing of the bullpen and some uneven performances, I mean, what are the odds you're even going to get like all these guys back? Like mid-July, I just mentioned it. Yordan, Luis Garcia, Spencer Arrigetti, Christian Javier, Chaz McCormick, we probably figure he'll be back. What are the odds you're getting all those guys back?
I don't know if I can actually place odds on it, but I can't imagine that that's like a super high percentage.
Mm-hmm. I ain't placing no odds with this team.
No.
And then I guess the
fool me 17 times,
yeah,
shame on me.
Yeah, nah.
The quieter part of that as well is if they come back, who else gets injured? Because that, like, we can't assume that everybody else is just going to stay healthy, and then you add these guys back and everything rolls. Like that is such an interesting, like the attrition that the Astros are going to have to traverse through this.
Yeah.
They've already traversed a decent amount of attrition. You have to give them credit, but that's the thing that's a little I had not considered enough of, and I'm glad you brought it up. Is it's still going to be a tough road to hoe for this Astros team, even as they've answered a lot of the questions. A lot more questions still arise, including in the next, I don't know, month or so, as they head towards the trade deadline. But as of right now, like your next series is a two-game set against the Pirates.
Might as well be the Steelers.
The way that their offense is. I do feel good about that. Paul Skeens going today opposite Lance McCullers Jr. And give us a good one, Lance. Like, mm-hmm. again, just to be nice to the pen. To the pen. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, speaking of Lance McCullers, thankfully we have a little bit of information on the dummy who did a really, really terrible thing, if we're going to be honest, in threatening, sending death threats to Lance McCullers Jr. and his family. But in honor, and maybe honor isn't the right word, but with that, What is the stupidest thing that you've done in a fit of rage? That's our question of the day. 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.